弟兄姐妹早上好，我们很高兴主日的清晨我们可以来到教会一起的敬拜神。
I'm so glad that on the Lord's Day, Sunday morning, we can come to His house to worship Him.
那今天我们继续来看彼得后书。
Today we will continue our study in 2 Peter.
那么我跟大家分享的题目就是世界末日。
And the topic is the end of the world.
因为彼得后书的最后这一部分相当大的篇幅是讲到将来世界末日的情形。
Because in 2 Peter at the end, he used quite a space to talk about the end of the world.
那在2015年的时候呢，有一部电影叫加州大地震。
In year 2015, there was a movie called San Andreas.
那这个加州大地震就讲到说啊，加州发生了一个这种里氏大概十级以上的地震。
And this movie was talking about in California an earthquake on the 10 degree of Richter scale happened.
所以整个的加州面貌就全部改变了。
So the landscape of California was totally changed.
那这个故事呢，实际上电影啊是很一般哈拍的。
And this movie, the storyline was pretty ordinary.
而且那个里面的角色也很苍白哈。
And the characters were not that interesting.
但是它的票房记录还是相当不错的。
But it has a very good box office record.
所以第一个周末的话，它就创下了6000万美元的这个票房记录。
So during the first weekend of showing, it broke a record of $60 million.
由此可见，这个灾难片对人的吸引力有多大。
So we can tell that a movie on disaster has great attraction to people.
所以人有一种本能就想要知道未来所要发生的事情。
And we have this instinct wanting to find out what will happen in the future.
因为我们希望自己可以掌握我们自己的命运。
Because we hope to take control of our own destiny.
所以我们对末日这种灾难的关切啊，这种可以说是理所当然的。
So we can take it for granted that our concern for the end times is taken very, very seriously.
其实不光是这个圣经里面有讲到世界末日的事情。
And not only so that the Bible talks about the end of the world.
其实在其他的宗教甚至一些民间的传说很多都有讲到世界末日。
We can find this also in other religions and folklores and legends.
那特别是因为最近这个疫情和战争的关系啊。
And recently because of the pandemic and because of war.
那有关世界末日的这个讨论呢又再一次掀起一个热潮。
And the discussion of the end of the world has come to its height.
这种各种媒体啊都有各种的猜测不同的说法。
And many medias have their own predictions and their own arguments.
可以说是鱼目混珠。
And sometimes we can say the false is mixed with the real.
令人呢眼花缭乱的。
So it's very dazzling in our eyes.
那么这些有关世界末日的讲法，哪些是合乎圣经教导的，哪些不是呢？
And these talks about end times, which are according to the Bible and which are not.
那个这个需要我们有一定的分辨能力。
It takes us to have the ability to discern.
所以今天我们就透过彼得后书的这一段的经文的学习。
And so today through the study of this passage in 2 Peter,
我们希望澄清一些事实和得到一些个明确的答案。
We want to clarify some facts and hoping to find the real answers.
所以我们来看经文在彼得后书的第三章。
So let's take a look of the passage in 2 Peter chapter 3.
所以我来读中文，然后裴师母来读英文。
I will read in Chinese and Mrs. Pestle will read in English.
彼得后书第二章三到彼得后书第三章一到十八节。
So 2 Peter chapter 3 verses 1 to 18.
那今天我们就先读到十三节这里。
And today we'll read up to 13.
亲爱的弟兄啊，我现在写给你们的是第二封信，这两封都是提醒你们，激发你们诚实的心。
This second epistle, beloved, I now write unto you, in both which I stir up your pure minds by way of remembrance.
叫你们纪念圣先知预先所说的话和主救主的命令，就是使徒所传给你们的。
that you may be mindful of the words which were spoken before by the holy prophets and of the commandment of us, the apostles of the Lord and Savior.
第一要紧的，该知道在末世必有好讥诮的人，随从自己的私欲出来讥诮说。
Knowing this first, that there shall come in the last days scoffers walking after their own lusts.
主要降临的应许在哪里呢？因为从列祖睡了以来，万物与起初创造的时候仍是一样。
And saying, where is the promise of his coming? For since the fathers fall asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of the creation.
他们故意忘记，从太古凭神的命有了天，并从水而出，借水而成的地。
For this they willingly are ignorant of, that by the word of God the heavens were of old, and the earth standing out of the water and in the water.
故此当时的世界被水淹没就消灭了。
Whereby the world that then was, being overflowed with water, perished.
但现在的天地还是凭着那命存留，直留到不敬虔之人受审判遭沉沦的日子，用火焚烧。
But the heavens and the earth, which are now, by the same word, are kept in store, reserved unto fire against the day of judgment and perdition.Of ungodly men.
亲爱的弟兄啊，有一件事你们不可忘记，就是主看一日如千年，千年如一日。
But, beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day is with the Lord as a thousand years, and a thousand years as one day.
主所应许的尚未成就，有人以为他是单言，其实不是单言，乃是宽容你们。不乱有一人沉沦，乃愿人人都悔改。
The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is longsuffering in usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance.
但主的日子要像贼来到一样，那日必有，那日天必大有声响废去，有形质的都要被烈火消化，地和其上的物都要烧尽了。
But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in the which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. The earth also and the works that are therein shall be burned up.
这一切既然都要如此消化，你们为人该当怎样圣洁，怎样敬虔。
Seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, what the manner of persons ought you to be in all holy conversation and godliness?
切切仰望神的日子来到，在那日天被火烧就消化了，有形质的都要被烈火融化。
Looking for and hasting unto the coming of the day of the Lord,Wherein the heavens being on fire shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat.
但我们照他的应许，盼望新天新地，有义居在其中。
Nevertheless, we, according to his promise, look for new heaven and a new earth, wherein dwelleth righteousness.
所以这一段经文是这一卷书最后的一部分的经文。
So this passage is the last part of this epistle.
它主要是记载了世界末日的光景。
It records mainly the situation of the end of the world.
彼得的目的是再一次提醒当时的信徒说，基督再来的必然。
Peter's purpose was to remind the Christians the certainty of Christ's return.
所以这段经文大概可以分成两部分。
So we can divide this passage into two parts.
所以从第一节到第七节呢，是讲到了当时末日的这个光景。
From verses 1 to 7 describe the situation during the end time.
那么基督再来的必然。
And the certainty of Christ's return.
那么第八节到第十三节呢，只是解释，那么基督说要再来为什么会延迟的原因。
And then from verses 8 to 13 explains why Jesus delayed his coming.
所以 首先在第四节彼得就提出来有人会怀疑基督再来的这个啊这种想法。
So in verse 4, Peter mentioned that some people may doubt the Christ's return.
因为在第一世纪的那个时候的信徒他们以为呢基督会很快就会回来。
Because during the first century, the believers believed that Christ would return very quickly.
当时他们相信可能在他们的有生的这个年日基督就会回来。
And they also believed that Christ would return during their own lifetime.
当他们看到那个第一代的信徒慢慢慢慢有人过世的时候有人就怀疑说基督会不会再来的事情是不确切的。
So when they saw the first generation of believers passing away, they begin to doubt, is it certain that Christ will return?
这里彼得再一次提醒他们这个应许的确实。
So here, Peter reminds them once again the certainty of Christ's coming and his promise.
提醒他们上帝是创造的神。
He reminds them that God is the God of creation.
而且上帝是维护这个世界的神。
And God is also the sustainer of this universe, His creation.
所以第五节就讲到上帝创造了天地。
So in verse 5, he said that God created the heavens and the earth.
第七节就讲到说这个天地仍然靠着上帝的命令而存在。
And in verse 7, he reminds them that the heavens and earth continues with the order of God.
所以彼得驳斥那些嘲笑的人。
So Peter refutes those people who are scornful.
因为那些人怀疑基督再来说你看这个世界一天一天都是一样的。
Because these people say, look at this world, day after day, it has been the same.
一切照常。
Everything goes as normal.
可能这个世界末日毁灭的事情就是永远不会来到。
Maybe the end or the destruction of the world will never come.
所以彼得的回答在第三节他说第一要紧的。
So in verse 3, Peter said theOne thing that's foremost important.
你看到第一要紧的时候，你马上就去找，想找那第二要紧的在哪里啊？
So when you see the first of first important, then you look, you know what's the second important.
因为在这个彼得后书，他不止第一次讲到这个第一要紧的哈。
Because in Second Peter, he didn't mention the first importance only once.
这是没有第二要紧，第一要紧的意思就是最要紧的。
So the first important means the foremost important.
所以彼得说确定的。
And so Peter said for sure.
在第三节特别讲到说这个必有就是表明这些怀疑的事情是必然会有发生的。
So in verse 3 he said, knowing this first that there shall come. So the things that he's mentioned shall come.
所以彼得提到这个彼得的回答不但是基于刚才我讲的上帝的两个身份就是他既是创造者又是维护者。
So Peter's answer was based upon two things that he mentioned. First, God is a creator, and God is also the sustainer.
而且还基于上帝的第三个身份
And then God has a third identity, which is
他就是这个审判者
He is the judge.
所以这是上帝的身份因为上帝曾经毁灭过全地
So this is God's identity because God once destroyed the whole earth.
所以在第六节讲到当时用洪水就毁灭世界
In verse 6,Peter mentioned that God destroyed the world with the flood.
所以这是指挪亚时代那个世纪大洪水。
That's during the time of Noah, there was a worldwide flood.
那么只有挪亚一家八口存留下来。
Only Noah's family of 8 people survived.
所以圣经预言说有过第一次还会有第二次。
So Bible gave us this prediction that since there was one time the world destroyed, there will be a second time.
那么这第二次就是我们所讲的世界末日。
And the second time is what we called the end of the world.
所以在2012年的时候很多人在预言说这个2012年就是世界末日来到嘛。
So in year 2012, many people predicted that's the arrival of the end time.
因为本来第一开始他们说是2000年就超过一阵子。
Because even before that, in year 2000, during the turn of the century, people say, you know, the end of the world is coming.
过了2000年没事大家又看说2012年。
So after 2000 has passed, they look forward to this 2012.
那专门有一部电影拍的名字就叫2012。
And there was especially a movie made named Year 2012.
那个电影就是讲到说世界上再一次怎么样 被洪水淹没啊。
And that movie portrayed the world being destroyed by flood again.
那么很多人呢就跑到了什么西藏那个地方哈，说在那个地方有建了这个挪亚式的方舟哈。
So some people ran up to Tibet and then they built an ark like Noah's.
但是你知道，你要熟悉圣经，你就知道说这个说法是不合圣经的。
But if you are familiar with the Bible, you know that portrayal is not correct based on the Bible.
世界末日的灾难，上帝肯定不是用洪水来毁坏世界。
Because we know for sure the end of the world, God will not use the flood once again to destroy.
为什么
？Why？
我们知道上帝跟挪亚有立约，对不对
？Because God has made a covenant with Noah.
那个约就叫彩虹之约。
And that covenant is called the covenant of rainbow.
当我们看到彩虹的时候，神就说：“我不会再用水来毁灭这地。”
So when we see the rainbow, we are reminded that God will not destroy the world again with a flood.
Yeah, 我想大概可能洪水这里那里还会有哈。
I think we may have some kind of flood here and there.
但是上帝的说的话，我们是应该是信得住的哈。
But we believe what God said.
他不再会用洪水来毁灭这地。
He will not destroy the earth with a flood again.
不过这一次他是用什么？用烈火。
But this time he will use fervent fire.
就像我们刚才读到的。
Just as what we just read.
你看第七节他就讲到用火焚烧。
And in verse 7 he said the world will be burned up in fire.
那么第十节又讲到说烈火硝化。
And then in verse 10 will be melt by fervent heat.
然后第后面又讲到烧尽了。
And then will be burned up.
第十一节是讲到硝化。
And in verse 11, it says, dissolved.
那么十二节讲到说被火烧就消化了。
And then verse 12, being on fire shall be dissolved.
被烈火融化了。
And the elements shall melt with fervent heat.
这讲了多少遍，讲得够清楚了吧。
So many times it was very clear.
大家应该知道说末日是什么，是烈火。
So we know that the end of the world will be burned up by fire.
所以呢在我们人类发现原子能之前呢，这个大家读的这段经文啊，都觉得很奇怪哈。
So before we discovered atomic energy, people were surprised reading these scripture.
那么烧火大家都见过的了。
We know how to burn fire.
我们知道加州是知道常常有山火嘛。
And we know in California especially we have forest fires.
但是说像第十节讲的，有形质的。都要被烈火消化。
And that verse 11 says all the elements will be melt by fervent heat.
地和其上的物都要烧化了。
And all the things will be burned up by fire.
那么第十二节讲到天被火烧消化了。
Verse 12 talks about the heavens being on fire shall be dissolved.
就讲到有形质的都要被融化。
And all the elements shall melt with fervent heat.
大家听不懂，这怎么可能的事情
？So people didn't quite understand how could this happen.
所以觉得是不太可能的哈。
So it was impossible.
大概就是形容吧，来比喻这样的讲。
Maybe it's just a description.
不过我们现在人读圣经，我们就知道这个完全是可能，就是按照字面意思来讲。
But as we read with the Bible nowadays, we can see the possibility that this will happen.
那么人现在拥有的这个。核子武器在这个世界上越来越多的国家有。
Because more and more countries own nuclear weapons.
足够把这个世界摧毁几次都可以的。
It was sufficient enough to destroy the world several times around.
所以说，圣经告诉我们的，这个世界将来毁灭的倾向是什么？乃是被烈火。
So the Bible tells us the description is the world will be destroyed by fire.
可是在这个世界上的人呢却不觉得是这样啊。
But people in the world don't seem to feel that way.
我刚刚开始到那个公司去工作的时候，我就常常跟我们的同事，因为刚刚信主那阵跟人家分享福音啊。
When I first became a Christian and I went to work, and I would share the gospel with my colleagues.
讲到这个将来的事情那些人都不信的啊。
And when I spoke to them about what will happen in the future, they didn't believe me.
他说这个是中世纪的神话了 你怎么还相信这些哈
So how can you believe the Middle Age myth?
不过这几年呢这个风向有点转了哈
But in recent years, we can see the trend changing.
因为我们这当然是30年前的事儿，30年后你看这个世界的情况混乱的战争各种各样，这个不用说，很多人都知道这个世界大概不太妙哈。
So what happened was to me was 30 years ago, but 30 years later, people began to be more aware of what's going on in the world, and they think this is very, very possible.
你不需要有特别的知识，你才知道这个世界在走向毁灭。
You don't need a special knowledge to know that the world is moving toward destruction.
于是人们就有了第二个问题。
So people will have a second question.
什么时候这个末日会来到？
When will this time come?
所以我们来看一看彼得怎么讲的。
So let's see how, what Peter says.
彼得在第十节他就讲到，但主的日子怎么样，要像贼来到一样。
In verse 10, Peter says, but the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night.
而且彼得呢，首先他来解释了一下基督为什么延迟再来。
And Peter first explained why Christ delayed his coming.
因为他们希望基督是马上就会来的。
They were hoping that Christ would return right away.
结果等啊等啊等不到。
And they waited and waited and didn't happen.
那我们现在知道他太心急了，你看2000年过去了还是。
But now we know they were, you know, in such a haste because 2000 years have passed.
那么以为会发生却没有发生。
And when they think it would happen, but when it didn't happen,
这不等于说将来就不会发生。
It doesn't mean it not will happen, it will not happen in the future.
所以彼得用三个原因来解释基督再来延迟的原因。
So Peter gave three reasons why Jesus delayed his return.
第一个就是上帝的时间观念是不一样的。
First, God's concept of time is different.
所以第八节讲到说，主看一日如千年，千年如一日。
In verse 8, Peter tells us that God regards one day as 1,000 years and 1,000 years as one day.
不过当时读这个彼得书信的人肯定就觉得啊，这个是形容一日如千年，千年如一日啊。
So at the time when people read Peter's writing, they thought this is almost like 1,000 years like one day, or one day is like 1,000 years.
但是没想到真是这样，现在已经2000年过去了哈。
And they didn't realize it's really so because right now 2,000 years have passed.
那在上帝眼里就是两天哈。
But in God's eyes, it may be only 2 days.
所以你着什么急呀？
So why is so, you know, in such a hurry?
所以我们的人生就是很短暂的哈。
Our lifespan was really short.
大概就几十年。
Just a tens of years.
如果你去这个墓地去走一走哈。
If you walk around a cemetery,
那么你就会看到有些人真的是很年轻就没有了。
You can see that some people pass away when they were very young.
有的人就活到十几岁、二十几岁都有的。
Some people only live the 10 or 20 years.
但是你要知道，上帝呀、啊，不是生活在我们这个时空之内的。
But God does not exist or live in our space and time.
所以我们生活这个世界是三维空间，对不对？
We live in a three-dimensional world.
那再加上时间的意味是四维时空，对不对？
And then plus time, so we think we live in a quadruple span, dimension.
神是不在这个四维的时空里面。
But God is not contained within a four-dimensional world.
所以时间对他来说不是问题。
So time is, there's no reference for God.
那第二个彼得讲的原因是上帝延迟是因为他忍耐跟宽容。
And the second reason Peter gives is that because God is very patient and tolerant.
就第九节讲的，不愿有一人沉沦，乃愿人人都悔改。
So in verse 9 he says, God is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance.
所以现在的耽误啊，是上帝的忍耐。
So God's present delay is because of his patience.
他希望有更多的人可以得救。
He's hoping that more people will come to salvation.
上帝虽然是审判者，他并不是说他乐意去惩罚或审判人类的。
Even though God is a judge, it doesn't mean that he's so glad to punish or to judge people.
他是希望人给人悔改的机会。
He hopes to give people the opportunity to repent.
那么，而且上帝不是强迫人类一定要接受他的。
And God doesn't force us to accept him.
虽然他可以有这样的能力去做。
Even though he has the power to do so.
但是他给人类有自由的选择。
But he gives us this freedom of choice.
希望他们可以 回归到神的那里去。
Hoping that one day they will return to him.
但是我们看到，但是世界这个情形啊，就像挪亚那个时代一样。
But our world's condition is very similar to the time of Noah.
虽然神给时间啊，给希望人回转，但是人的心呢，就越来越远离神。
Even though God gives us many, many opportunities, we can see people's heart departing away from God more and more.
每天人心里想的都是贪婪的事情。
Every day, what they think is about greed.
更多的钱，更多的物质，更多的享受。
More money, more material, more enjoyment.
淫乱的事，争竞的事，可以说是充斥在这个社会的每一个角落。
And we can see fornication, fightings, you know, filled every corner of this world.
我想最后就是到了一个无可救药的地步。
To a degree where there is no hope.
那么这个时间什么时候来到？这个只有神知道。
When will the end of the world come? Only God knows.
所以，关于末日的时间呢，我们是不知道的。
We do not know the time of the end of the world.
也没有办法预测的。
And there's no way to predict.
因为在耶稣在世上的时候，曾经也告诉过门徒。
While Jesus was on earth, he told the disciples.
因为他们有同样的问题，说这个时候什么时候会发生啊？
Because they had the same question, when will this happen?
所以耶稣在马太福音24:36这样讲，说那日子那时辰没有人知道，连天上的使者也不知道，子也不知道，唯独父知道。
So in Matthew chapter 24:36, Jesus said,That day and that hour, no one knows. Even the angel in heaven doesn't know. The Son doesn't know. Only the Father knows.
所以只有上帝知道啊。
So only God knows.
那么当时耶稣是在地上哈，他的跟我们一样，他是受这个四维时空的限制。
At that time, Jesus was on earth, and he was also limited by our four-dimensional world.
他说他也不知道。
He said he didn't know.
那不。不是说等于说现在他还不知道，现在他肯定是知道的。
It doesn't mean that right now he doesn't know. I mean, I think for sure he knows now.
但是神没有决定要把这个时间告诉我们。
But God decided not to tell us the time.
所以任何猜测关于基督什么时候再来的这个努力啊，都是白费功夫。
So any attempt to guess the time of Jesus' return will be to no use.
因为这个是属于神的奥秘。
Because this is a mystery belonging to God alone.
除非神亲自的启示我们。
Unless God personally reveals it to us.
我们没有办法可以发现这个真奥秘的这个东西到底是什么。
We have no way to discover the essence of this mystery.
神虽然没有告诉我们时间，但是他给了我们很多的路标。
Even though God didn't tell us the time, He has shown us many the road signs.
因为这些路标就告诉我什么事情会发生，什么事情在这个末日来之前，这些事情都会发生。
Because the Bible already gave us some road signs, what would happen before the end of the world comes.
所以现今这个时代，我们就看到这些路标啊，就是神的预言，一个一个都在实现。
So in our present time, we can see all the prophecies, the road signs.Have been revealed to us.
虽然我们没有办法知道这个末日具体的时间是什么。
Even though we don't know exactly when the end of the world will come.
但是我们知道神刑罚的日子应该是迫在眉睫了。
But we know for sure that the time of God's judgment is very imminent.
所以当这个美国这个同性恋合法化的时候，
When America legalized same-sex marriage,
当时有很多的争论嘛。
There were many arguments.
所以有些人出来说啊，不用担心的了哈。
So some people say, oh, you don't have to worry about it.
合法化也没有关系的。
Even though we legalize it.
不是说明我们马上就变成了索多玛跟俄摩拉的哈。
Because it doesn't mean that we right away turn into Sodom and Gomorrah.
所以人就是这样的一个心态哈。
So people have this kind of attitude.
因为人不再有敬畏神的心了。
Because people didn't fear God anymore.
但是如果你看到去年加州开始烧山火的那个时候，你看那个地图哈，加州就跟个火把似的，到处都在烧火。
And last year, when California experienced a lot of the forest fires, if you look at the map, it's as if California was lighted by many, many torches.
如果你知道今年我们加州干旱有多厉害的话，你也知道这个都是史无前例的事情。
If you know how dry California has become, these will be unprecedented.
而且这些情况会越来越糟糕。
It will get worse.
因为人会变本加厉来背叛神和远离。
Because people will go from bad to worse, rebelling against God.
那么我们怎么样来预备我们自己啊？这个世界末日的到来呢
？So how can we prepare ourselves for the coming of the end of the world？
既然我们不知道时间，但是我们也得预备哈。
Even though we don't know the exact time, we should prepare.
所以现在越来越多的人去关心这个事实哈。
And more people take notice of this fact.
甚至有人组织成社团哈。
Even people form clubs.
那么建立网站哈。
And to set up a website.
那彼此互通消息。
And then pass on information.
啊，那有钱人的人呢，甚至就去这个到山里面去啊，买一块地哈。
Some wealthy people would buy a land in the mountains.
然后在那里面挖个山洞。
And they would also dig a cave.
然后这山洞里面存了好多的东西。
And store a lot of stuff in the cave.
万一有什么事情的话，他就会逃到那里去哈。
If something happens, they can run into that cave.
就是深挖洞广积粮哈。
So they dig deep and then they store the food.
所以我们要为自己预备条后路哈。
So we need to prepare an exit for ourselves.
那基督徒我们怎么样该预备哈
？But as for Christians, how should we prepare?
这个时候啊，很多的时候我们就要知道说，我们面对这些谣言的时候，我们的心是不能慌的哈。
We need to know that we shouldn't get a panic when we hear all these rumors.
这世界上有各种各样的猜测的哈。
There are many guesses in the world.
那这个。以前在台湾的有一个叫这个陈恒明的哈，他组织这个叫飞碟会哈。
In Taiwan, there was a man, a Mr. Chen. He organized a UFO club.
那他认为说这个世界末日是2000年就要来到的。
And he said that the end of the world will arrive in year 2000.
那么于是有一帮人呢就听从他的哈。
So a group of people followed him.
所以他们把所有的钱财都这个啊都。把这个家产全都变卖掉哈。
So they sold all their properties and possessions.
然后呢，他们就一起，不知为什么他要来美国哈。
And I don't know why he wanted to come to this country.
到了德州达拉斯那个地方哈。
And they went to Texas, near Dallas.
达拉斯郊区有一个小城叫 Garland.
And then there's a suburb city called Garland.
我以前在达拉斯住的时候，就离那个地方住。挨着那个城市住的。
So I lived in Dallas before and very close to Garland.
我不知为什么他选那个地方啊。
I don't know why he chose that place.
但是他们一帮人啊，就从台湾就都过来了。
So a group of people moved there from Taiwan.
所以他们知道说要预备，要在这个地方等这个世界末日来。
So they say we want to prepare and wait here. The end of the world is come.
他们就会得救的哈。
And they will be saved.
结果我们知道，等了半天也是没有。
So they waited, but it didn't happen.
所以呢，很多的时候，这些谣言就也让我们的心慌哈。
So sometimes these rumors will cause us to worry and get panicky.
这是我们不了解这个世界末日，圣经里面启示到底是什么概念。
And this is due to our not understanding or knowing what the Bible says about the end time.
甚至基督徒也是一样哈。
Even Christians were like that.
那么遇到年轻人是在教会里面长大的哈。
And some young people are growing up in the church.
然后他妈妈就讲到说这个主再来什么时候然后他这个儿子就说哎呀你已经活这么大年纪了哈你是没有所谓了。
So while a mother, you know, talk about the end of the coming and the son, the young person say, oh, you lived so long, it doesn't matter to you.
然后他还是年轻的小伙子他说我还有好多日子呀我才不希望这个末日赶快来的了。
And for a young person, he said, I still have so many years to live, you know, I don't hope this end of the world will come.
这是不了解世界末日的概念是什么。
That's due to not understanding what the concept of the end of the world is about.
世界末日不是世界的毁灭。
The end of the world is not the destruction of the world.
世界的末日是上帝的审判。
The end of the world is God's judgment.
审判之后是基督的再来。
And after the judgment is the coming of Christ.
是一个新的时代的开始。
A new era will begin.
所以圣经里启示了这个新的时代叫做千禧年的时代。
And the Bible revealed this new era as the time of the millennium.
那基督将作王，将统治世界的万族万邦。
And Christ will reign and rule over the whole world.
而且世界将降入一个时代啊，是无比的繁荣跟和平的。
And the world will enter into a new era with prosperity and peace.
所以我们得救的意义就是我们可以进入这样的时代。
So the purpose and the meaning of our salvation is that we can enter into that new era.
所以这就是我们在耶稣基督里的盼望。
And this is our hope in Christ Jesus.
这也正是彼得在这个书信里勉励信徒的目的。
And this is also the purpose why Peter encouraged Christians in this epistle.
所以我们要熟悉真理。
So we need to be familiar with the truth.
了解世人的需要。
And to understand the needs of the people in the world.
所以我们就会做好预备，当别人谈论末日的时候，我们知道怎么去回答别人。
That we may be ready to share with people when people have such questions.
这是为主做见证的一个好的机会。
And this is a great opportunity to testify for the Lord.
所以我们要抓紧时间呢，来宣扬基督，宣扬在基督里面的盼望。
So we need to take hold of this time and opportunity to proclaim Christ and to proclaim the hope we have in Him.
所以在这个世界里，现在这个灾难学是如此的流行啊，其实已经说明了一个问题。
And right now, we can see the teaching of catastrophe has become very popular, and we need to be very aware of that.
因为人们已经意识到说，哦，这个世界大概是不妙这样的情况。
Because people have become more aware that this world is not going good.
所以人类继续朝着这条路走下去的结局必然是毁灭。
If we continue moving toward this path, we will run into destruction.
所以只有在基督里面的盼望才能给我们开出一条路来。
Only the hope in Christ will open up a way for us.
所以我们当在基督里面存一个敬虔的心哈。
So when we feel, when we fear the Lord,
我们时刻的警醒。
And when we vigilant all the time,
那么上帝在圣经里面宣告了上帝，这个上帝必然要审判哈。
And the Bible also proclaimed that for sure God will judge.
同时他也宣告了盼望。
But also proclaim God's hope.
所以你在圣经里读，从来没有说上帝说审判不说盼望，这两个都是同时出现的。
So if you read the Bible, it's never when God only mentions judgment and not mentioning hope.
所以我们不要为这些谣言来惊慌或者失措。
So do not be perplexed because of all these rumors.
因为那是我们完全得赎的日子。
Because that's the day when we have our complete redemption.
所以正像耶稣在世上所警告门徒的那样。
So just like how Jesus warned the disciples when he was on earth.
应该警醒等待。
So be vigilant, wait, and pray.
虽然我们不知道基督是什么时候再来。
So we don't know the exact time of Christ's return.
其实他什么时候再来跟我们怎么样在世上生活应该是没有太大的关系。
Actually, it really doesn't matter that much.About when he returns and how we live in this world.
因为我们知道他必然会来。
Because we know for sure he will come.
而我们在世上的日子都是有限的数的。
And while days on this earth are limited.
所以我们应该把这些日子都好好的计算。
That we should count our days very wisely and live each day to its fullest.
所以呢，我们才能够为世人能够做出一个很好的榜样。
That we can be a good example for people in this world.
我们是上帝的儿女。
We are God's children.
那么只有神是掌握这个世界的奥秘的。
Only God holds all the mystery to this world.
所以我们应该预备自己的心，安然见主。
So we need to prepare our heart that we may see Him in peace.
这个是我们现在可以做的事情。
And this is what we can do right now.
那么在十九世纪的时候有一个人叫 William Miller。
In the 19th century, there's a man called William Miller.
那威廉米勒的话呢他是研究圣经哈。
He's a student of the Bible.
他研究圣经啊看到但以理书啊讲到什么七十七个七啊多少天呢他就开始做数学哈。
So he read the book of Daniel, read about the 70 times 7 weeks, so he started working on his arithmetic.
所以他把这数字找出来，又加又减，又乘又除的哈。
So he did his plus and minus and multiplication and sub and division.
最后他算出来了。
And then he figured out.
基督再来的日子是在1844年3月21号之前。
So he said that time of Christ's second return is during year 1844. March 21st.
Yeah.在那之前肯定会来
before that, for sure, Jesus will come.
哦，很多人去跟从他哈。
So a lot of, he got a lot of following.
既然基督再来了，我们就赶快挥霍吧哈，把这钱赶快享受啊，干什么
？So since Jesus is coming back very soon, let's spend it all.
不过到那天之后没来。
But it didn't happen that day.
没关系，他又赶快回去再算，说对不起，算错了啊。
So he said, "Oh, sorry, I was wrong, you know." So he went back and he reconfigured.
修改了之后发现是4月18号。
So after he modified, it became April 18th.
还好，不到一个月，再等等。
So they still have one month to wait.
这些又等，这些人继续等，结果到了4月18号，我们知道还是没来。
So they continued waiting, but it still didn't happen on April 18th.
于是他再一次修改他这个计算。
So he modified again.
他这次计算说这一次是千真万确，绝对不会错的了。
So this time is for sure, and it will not be wrong.
他算出来的是1844年10月22号。
So it's year 1844, October 12th.
哇，这次大家就是说，哎呀，这次太有盼望了，这绝对是对的了。他们都大家集中在一起等哈。
So this time they think this will for sure happen, so they gathered together and waited.
不过那天来了，那天又去了。
So that day came and that came, that day went.
Nothing happened.
没有什么事发生。
所以呢，这个历史上就叫大失望哈。
So this is called the great disappointment in history.
所以跟随这个Miller 的人呢，那就四分五散了哈。
So people began to scatter afterwards.
不过他们其中的一部分人后来又组织在一起，就是现在他们这个。有一个基督教的支派呢，它叫
Seventh Day, right?
就是这个。
And people who stayed with him, you know, began to form a denomination, and nowadays we call it the Seventh Day Adventist.
所以这个，哎呀，中文叫什么忘记了？
安息日会不是？
对，安息日会，
安息日会，
也安息日会。现在的脑子不对，安息日会，在这个中国还有啊。
We still have that.
中国也有安息日会。
In Taiwan, a lot of places.
Yeah. 在中国有还挺多的，在北京就有的。
Yeah, in China, in Taiwan also.
那么
around the world,
其实就是从这里来的哈。
It came from there.
所以弟兄姐妹，彼得讲得很清楚，说别人在说什么，我们就知道哪个是真的，哪个是假的了哈。
So Peter told us many things about Christ's return and the end of the world. So once we know that, we know which one is right and which one is wrong.
圣经的预言跟世界上流行的灾难这个学说是不一样的哈。
The biblical prophecies are different from the popular disaster theories of the world.
甚至是有人用圣经来推算一些事情，我们一看就。错误的使用圣经。
Even people use the Bible to configure the hour and the day, and we know that's taking Bible mistakenly.
圣经不是给我们来推算这些事情的。
The Bible shouldn't be used to figure out the time and day.
那么，基督降生是圣经里预言的。
We know that the Christ's first coming, his descent, is prophesied in the Bible.
这个预言已经实现了。
And that prophecy has been fulfilled.
那么基督再来也是圣经预言的。
And Christ's second coming is also predicted, prophesied by the Bible.
也必然会实现。
It will for sure be fulfilled.
所以对于末日的恐惧呢，这些个只是那些没有信仰的人，没有盼望的人才会有。
So the fear for the end of the world only shocked those people who have no faith or no Christ.
那么我们信主的人，我们知道在基督里面，我们有那个活泼的盼望。
And people who believe, people who are in Christ, we have this living hope.
那么现在全球的这个光景，我们看到这个环境的恶化也是越来越厉害哈。
And right now, globally, you can see our condition is getting worse and worse.
而且更重要的是，人类的道德的败坏是一发不可以收拾。
And more importantly, we see the moral decline in all cultures.
几乎看不到这种悔改回转的迹象、啊、
Almost we don't see any sign of repentance.
这是更要求我们基督徒，我们怀着一个敬虔的心。
Which required us to have more of a fear toward God.
时刻的警醒。
And be vigilant at any time.
真正可怕的不是那个末日灾难。
What is truly fearful is not the end of the world, the final destruction.
乃是人心的刚硬、啊、
But the hardness of people's heart.
他们定义要背叛神，远离神。
They have determined to rebel against God and to stay away from God.
而不肯悔改。
And not to repent and return to Him.
那我们基督徒要预备好自己，我们可以安然见主。
So Christians, we need to prepare ourselves so we can see God and meet Him in peace.
大家从中国来的可能还记得1976年呢7月28日。那个唐山大地震、啊、
People from China may still remember in 1976, the big earthquake happened in 唐山。
那个时候我只有14岁、啊、
I was only 14 that year.、
不过其实在唐山地震发生之前呢，因为这地震，当时唐山地震死了24万人。
So before the earthquake struck,even before that, actually 240,000 people died in that earthquake.
那么在这个之前就是有周围发生了一些地震，在辽宁啊、营口啊、海城啊都有地震。
So before the big earthquake stroke, actually in the surrounding areas of 辽宁、海城, there were minor earthquakes.
所以这个地震学家就是预测说在这个华北平原会有一个非常大的地震，破坏性很大的。
So the seismologists had predicted that in the northern China, in that area, a big earthquake will come.
但是他们不知道具体是哪一天来。
But they don't exactly what day it will take place.
这个预测是中期到长期的。
And this prediction is from mid-range to long-range.
所以大家知道这个消息就开始预备嘛，哈。
So once people heard that news, they began to prepare.
有的在那个自己的院子里面挖坑的哈。
So some start digging holes in the yard.
那有人是把自己的床啊要垫高一点的哈。
And some people, prop up their bed.
那么万一地震，他就滚到床底下就可以了。
So if earthquake happens, they can roll under the bed.
不过这个时间长久了，大家就慢慢慢慢的，第一天没来，第二天没来，第一年没有，大家慢慢就淡忘了。
So as days went by, people began to lose their vigilancy, and then, they gradually forget.
所以当地震来的那个时刻，是所有人都没有预备的时候。
But the hour arrived, and no one was prepared for it.
那是半夜凌晨大概四点钟的时候。
It happened like 4 a.m.
天阴阴的，还下着雨。
It was very wet, and then it was rainy.
那么这个地震，这个死亡人数真是在当时啊是非常惨重的。
It was a catastrophe. 240,000 people died.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们确实跟当时的情况一样，我们不知道主是哪一天来的。
So our situation is very similar. We do not know the exact time when Christ will return.
我们没有必要惧怕，但是我们需要有敬虔的心。
We don't need to fear, but we do need to have this attitude, this mindset of awe.
所以预备我们在神面前有着一颗敬虔的心。
So prepare ourselves that we fear our God.
让我们一起低头祷告。
Let us bow and pray.
天父上帝，我们感谢你赐给我们话语。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for giving us your word.
你在借着彼得所传给我们的这些预言
，and through the prophecies given us by Peter，
讲到这些未来的事
，dealing with the things that are in the future，
乃是让我们有颗敬虔的心
，that we may have this fear of you，
让我们警醒等待
，that we would watch and wait，
盼望着我们主救主耶稣基督的降临
，and praying and hoping the second coming of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ，
因为主那是你得胜的日子。
Because that is the day of your final victory.
那是我们救主完全的日子。
And that is the day of our complete redemption.
主，那是你的旨意行在地上， 如同天上的日子。
That is when your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
我们盼望着那一天，因为你的荣耀要遍满着全地。
We look forward to that day because your glory will cover the whole earth.
耶和华的知识要像水充满海洋一样充满全地。
And the knowledge of the Lord will fill the earth as water fills the ocean.
就求主你赐给我们一颗谦卑的心。
May you give us a humble spirit.
让我们知道怎么样数算自己的日子。
That we know how to number our days.
在世上过一个讨神喜悦的生活。
And live a life pleasing to you in this world.
也求主帮助我们。
We also ask you to help us.
我们有那种紧迫感，乐意将这宝贵的福音传给我们周围的人。
That we have this sense of urgency to share the gospel with people around us.
愿我们用祷告，用敬虔。用一切的方法，我们真是盼望有多人可以得救。
And with our prayer and with our godly lifestyle and with everything we can, that we will bring more people to know you.
愿主你祝福我们在座的每一个人。
And may you bless everyone that is here.
我们成为福音的管道。
That we become channels of your gospel.
成为上帝恩典的出口。
And then we can share your grace.
愿主按着你的话语。成就那美好的应许。
And may you accomplish your promises through your goodwill.
我们这样的祈求祷告，奉靠耶稣基督名求。
We pray all these in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.